Chapter 4. The End of Summer. The following afternoon, I talked with Mrs. Gross. We were sitting outside in the afternoon sun. Below us, the children were walking together on the grass. "That's where I found Miles last night," I said. He came to me immediately, and I took him to his room. I didn't tell Mrs. Gross what I was thinking when we walked into the house. I felt that it had to be Miles, not me, who began talking about the evil at Bly. I described to her what happened in Miles's room. I put my hands on Miles's shoulders, kindly but firmly, and stared into his eyes. "You must tell me. What were you doing out there?" His beautiful eyes and white teeth were bright in the moonlight.
"If I tell you why, will you understand?"
My heart was in my mouth. At last. Now he would tell me the truth. I waited. At last he said,
"I wanted you to think I was bad."
After that, he kissed me, and I nearly cried.
"I see. But how could you be sure of me seeing you?" "I told Flora to look out of the window. When she sees Flora at the window, she'll want to look out too," I thought.
It was hard for me to give Mrs. Gross an accurate picture of that night, but I went on trying.
"Well, miss," cried Mrs. Gross, "you have changed your opinion about young Master Miles."
"No, I haven't. I just believe I understand better now. The four of them, Miles, Flora, Quint, and Miss Jessel, are very close.